Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. There goes Krivic. The throw from Glenn to Hefner, and Krivic is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Glenn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Rolfe goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Powell reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Powell steals third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Powell scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Yankees. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Monty Stratton now pitching. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Stratton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.